Hi there, Sylvester. Thank you for holding, sir. My name is Paul. I'm the Regional Pricing Director here. Tara wanted me to get on the line to get you the details of our service, to answer any of your questions, and then also to apply a reduced rate here. You've got a great-looking website that I'm looking at right now. Happy Wednesday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
It's actually going pretty good today. Thanks for
Good.
asking.
Wonderful, of course. Yeah, and I'm happy to be speaking with you as well. Now, I do have your file here in front of me, and I'm sure that you not only use Google yourself, you are likely familiar too, at least somewhat, with that local map or that PAC result that pops up right near the top of the page, right? Of course. I mean, that's where we all go as consumers. And in fact, that's the power of this particular listing, especially since your business is still fairly new. People will not need to already know the name of your company to find you as a top option, to see the website that you've got and call you directly. And like I said, you've got a great website. Obviously, people can learn about the different services that you provide, whether it's, septic service or plumbing service or anything that you provide. The only issue or concern with your website is at this point, it's a bit of a digital business card. I mean, you kind of have to tell people what it is. They have to know the name of your business and be looking for it specifically. For the most part, you're not popping up for the keywords related to the services that you provide. Our job would be to create the off-page optimization, the quantity and quality of authoritative, trusted citations, destinations, directories, submissions that Google indexes exactly when someone does a keyword search. In fact, the companies that are on that first page are really only there because they've got more content online that Google can verify, content that, talks about services and service area than their competitors have. So it's got nothing to do with how long they've been in business, the size of the company, or the quality of the work that they do. So even as a fairly young company with the right content online, you can be on that first page and get those phone calls. So it is a comprehensive service, everything from a fully optimized Facebook page, a Yelp listing, super pages, Manta, almost 70 different destinations and directories known to the public and unknown. They're all equally important to Google. They will all backlink to your existing website and to verified listings on Google and Bing. Now, with your service area, willing to travel even a little bit farther for the right job, this would also include paid ads, and those ads will be very targeting to where you want to be found. So we're not just going to draw a big circle around you. We can use those ads to target specific cities, zip codes, subdivisions, even where it's going to be most profitable for you to be found. Now, Sylvester, are you doing both residential and commercial? Do you have a preference of one over the other?
I don't have a preference, and yes, we do both.
Yeah, and it's good to have those opportunities and those options, and that's exactly what you'll get with our service. You will get direct phone calls. We can, in fact, target both high-end residential clients and commercial clients too. The calls, of course, come directly to you. There's no third party involved. It's nothing at all like a lead-based service where you pay for the same lead that your competitors are paying for and then kind of chasing them down and being in a bidding war. The people who need your services, as long as they're in your service area, will again find your website on their own when they're looking for a service you provide, and then they'll call you directly. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is a flat rate. You actually do qualify for reduced pricing right at 2 years, so you just barely do, but you do still qualify for a new business rate. That's actually the lowest rate we offer to the public, and then you also do have that website too, so that's going to help you out as well with the setup fee. Now, normally the cost of the service runs $599 a month with a $299 setup fee. As a young business, though, I would reduce that rate by 50%, cut it all the way down to a flat rate of $299 a month, and that's with those paid ads as well. Now, that is an exact amount and a fixed rate, so although it's a promotional rate for a young company, it's not an introductory rate, Sylvester. It will never balloon up on you later on. As long as you choose to use the service, that rate will apply since you are currently a young business. It's really more of an assistance program to make it more affordable for our younger companies. Although there are no long-term contracts, we do know we've been in business for almost 18 years. here since 2004. We're coming up quick on our 18-year anniversary. We know that our clients stay with it long-term because it's profitable to be on that first page. So that $299 would be the exact amount. It would never go up and never a penny more. You know, there's no taxes or fees or surcharges or lead fees. Speaking of lead fees and lead-based services, Tara attached an Angie Leads profile page here, the Home Advisor. Is that a service that you're using currently? Are you paying for leads right now?
I am paying for leads, correct.
And Sylvester, how do you like that service overall?
Well, I mean, it does have its benefits. It's a little shaky at times. There are times when I receive leads that are cold.
Right, sure. Yeah. So your experience is pretty much what I hear all the time. And it is kind of par for the course when it is a shared lead system. You know, obviously, the lead that you get does get sent and sold to a handful of your competitors. And a lot of the times, the customer, potential customer that you're dealing with is expecting several bids and several phone calls. Sometimes they are just looking for the cheapest guy in town. Sometimes they don't even know that business owners are paying good money for those leads. They're really only looking for an estimate to budget for something further on down the line out in the future, and you still have to come out of pocket for that. But you know, obviously for the services that you provide, you know, you're not a hair salon or a doggy walker. You don't need every lead to turn into work for that service to continue to be profitable for you. But what I would tell you is what my clients tell me. I mean, first of all, there is no direct conflict. You can still use Angie Leads or any other paid lead service. It does not conflict with being a top option on that first page of Google. But a lot of my clients that have a lead-based service, whether it's the one that you've got or Thumbtack, Networks, Craftjack, any of those others, most of my clients, even the ones with experience and success with their service, are more than happy to simply let their phone ring and scale back on those leads. You probably do the same. You keep your leads paused more often. You know, some of my clients actually cap their leads at a much lower amount. Many do, in fact, shut their lead service off altogether. You know, 9 out of 10 buying decisions go to the businesses that are listed on that first page of Google. So when we get your phone ringing, you might find that you're able to scale back on those Angie leads, although like I said, you don't have to stop doing it outright. The other thing that I'll do here, and it is because you've already got that website, like I said, normally there's a $299 setup fee. I'll take $100 off that setup fee because you've got a website. We don't have to keep hosting it for you. I'll even take $100 off for the Angie leads. There's a promo code if I can find it. Oh, there it is. This promo code is not specifically for Angie's, but it is for someone who is currently spending advertising dollars elsewhere. It does allow me to reduce the cost of the setup fee. Like I said, I would take another $100 off of that one-time setup fee. It would just be a one-time setup fee of $99. It does only attach to that first month, of course, and then every month after that, it is the flat rate of $299 and exactly that amount. Sylvester, you'll get a very detailed reporting and tracking system. You'll be able to see exactly how much work you're getting, where that work is coming from, the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on that first page for each search, etc. Since it is a month-to-month service, is that something you would want for your business, that first page placement and those direct phone calls?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, Google it, right? I mean, it's kind of what we say and it's what we do. And, you know, at least for many of the services we need, we don't always know who to call, you know. And at this point, nobody bothers to call their dad anymore to find out who they should call. No one uses the Yellow Pages anymore. We just Google it. We jump on a smartphone, hop on a computer, type in a couple of keywords. We find someone on that first page of that search. We might look at a website or two, and then we call somebody with the intent to hire them. I mean, it kind of is, well, it's like that old football adage, you know, on any given Sunday, the worst team can beat the best team as long as they're on the same playing field. I'm definitely not saying that you're the worst. That playing field, of course, in this case, is that first page of Google. Once we get you on that first page, even though you're a younger company, you can certainly beat out the bigger, more established businesses. Is it just you doing the work? Do you have a crew or some helpers?
I do have a crew, yes.
Okay, perfect. So you can take on more work, and we can get you those calls directly to you. Now, did you have any questions for me at this point?
At the moment, I don't. I mean, this is great. To be honest, this is exactly what I've been looking for.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
You know, the search engine optimization. I mean, right. I hear a lot about it. I hear a lot of positive, and I hear a lot of negative. And to be honest, some of the negative that I do hear is that, you know, if they can promise you that first placement, run in the other direction.
Well,
no one can actually guarantee you that.
That is correct, and exactly correct. If anyone ever calls you and guarantees you first page placement, especially if they use the word guarantee, you should definitely run the other way. First of all, using that word guarantee in any other context beyond local service ads, what is more commonly known as Google guarantee, you have to go the other way because that would be a violation. We cannot use that word anymore in relation to search engine optimization. Google laid down the law about 4 years ago. Google guarantee is even a much younger product. It's only about 2 years old, but that's a paid lead system through Google, and it's called Google guarantee because, first of all, Google guarantees your work and insures your work by actually up to $2,000 per job above and beyond anything that you would try to do to reconcile any complaints that your customer has. But they also guarantee the validity of that particular lead, and it is pretty high converting. So we can do Google guarantee for you. We can also do Google paid ads, what most people call AdWords or pay-per-click. But we are a Google Premier partner. We were one of the first companies to be part of that partnership program. It's almost 6 years now that Google started partnering up with SEO companies and businesses that had experience running paid ads to provide these types of services for small to medium-sized businesses. We had already been in business a dozen years at that point with a proven track record. Even though we would not be doing necessarily, at least not in that $299, does that include Google Ads? It's been almost 4 months now. Google raised their minimum requirement for paid ads, for paid Google ads, from $100 a month to $300 a month. So for a lot of small and newer companies, it's kind of, it's priced outside of what it's comfortable for them. So, you know, I would recommend Facebook ads in this place. It's $100 a month for the Facebook ads. That's what drives up the cost of the platinum package that we're talking about here. We could do a local-only campaign, but then you're only looking at about 20, 25 miles. Anybody who's telling you that local map will get you 50 miles without paid ads, you know, they're telling stories. But with the paid ads, whether they're Facebook ads or Google ads, we can target specific areas, and that does solidify and even expand your placement in that local map section. So I'm definitely not guaranteeing you that first page placement, nor can I tell you particular spots where you'll be popping up for specific keywords. It's going to vary. Let's say plumbing contractor versus plumbing contractors, even that addition or deletion of an S will possibly change your placement. There are over 200 different ranking factors that Google looks at in considering where businesses pop up on that first page and what businesses they'll display. We can affect what can be affected. We can't change how far someone is from you when they do that search, but we can make sure that you've got the content that Google indexes when someone does that search. And they make changes to the local map algorithm all the time. Sometimes they ask us to create new directories that we had never created before. Sometimes they tell us to stop creating certain directories that we had historically created. Because we're Google Premier partners, we are always in that conversation and ahead of the curve to make sure we keep you on that first page. Now, what I want to do here for you, and it's pretty quick, I just have to find it in the drop-down box, I'm going to send you a link to our pricing page so you can see a little bit more about who we are and what this particular package will include for you. It is an SMS message through the computer, but it does work just like a text message. So I did just send that out to you. Hopefully you'll receive that in a second here to your smartphone. If you can put me on speakerphone and open that up, it's localsplash.com/SEO-packages. At the very top of it, it says take control of your online presence in big blue letters. Are you able to see that?
If I'm getting it open right now.
Okay. So as you open that up, like I said, you are going to be able to track your success. Any form of advertising needs to justify itself. We offer our services month to month, so we do need to make it easy for you to see how effective it is. Now, keep in mind, obviously, there are some of our clients who never use their tracking system. It's enough for them to ask someone who's never called before, hey, where'd you find me? How'd you hear about me? And when they say, oh, I saw you on the first page of Google, a lot of business owners are fine with that. But you are going to get 24 24/7 access to what we call your client dashboard. So like I said, you can see exactly how many times you're popping up, how many impressions you're getting, etc. You can also monitor your reviews right through your tracking system. I mean, you are going to have reviews. We'll create almost 70 different directories. Most of them will allow someone to write a review. So whether those reviews originally populate on Google, Bing, Yelp, Foursquare, Superpages, wherever they originally populate, they also do repopulate right on your tracking and your reporting. So in one place, you can request reviews, respond to reviews, or have us respond to those reviews for you and kind of maintain your online reputation. Like I said, we have been in business almost 18 years. 4.9 out of 5 client satisfaction rating. It is a month-to-month service, so obviously you have to keep your phone ringing and earn your business 1 month at a time to keep you a satisfied client. But if you scroll down about the middle where it says Google Ads Partner, you can see the colorful Google G. You can click right on that. That is not copy and pasted off the internet. It is our official badge of authenticity provided to us from Google, and if you click on that, it goes directly to google.com/partner. So right on Google's website, you can see that Local Splash is a Google partner. And of course, it's important, you know, the company that you work with needs to know what Google looks for them to get you on that first page. So like I said, we are a Google partner and have been part of that partnership program from almost the very beginning, which is quite close to 6 years now. Now, just below that are the packages. Of course, the Pro Package, that's our local-only campaign. The Platinum Package, that does include the paid Facebook ads, and of course, there's the Premier Platinum, which is the Google ads. Now, there are some bells and whistles on that Premier Platinum Package that are not on the Platinum Package. I can include those bells and whistles, too. It really is the cost of the paid Google ads that drives up that package. So anything and everything other than the paid Google ads or the AdWords campaign, I can include also in the Platinum Package. And then, of course, where it does say $5.99 with the $2.99 setup fee, I would be able to reduce that to $2.99 a month, and then just that one-time setup fee of $99.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, this is great. And again, this is exactly what I was looking for. Can I look over this information tonight? Do you have a number where I can reach you directly, or you can call me back tomorrow at any time, and we can go ahead and get something set up? I just need to figure out exactly what service I need, because I may want some of those bells and whistles.
Mm-hmm.
So,
right.
Yeah.
So we are calling through the area. In fact, Tara and Lulu, she's the other mapping coordinator assigned to this particular listing. We only call through the area when the positions become available. It is the local campaign that we have to fill, and we are required to work with just one business at a time per area and industry, because you are willing and even wanting to be found outside of that 25-mile radius. Like I said, we would want to include at least the Facebook ads. You can always add Google ads later on. We can do local service ads for you too. But since we're looking to find one company, at least with that local campaign, I mean, we can even get you started with a Pro Package, which, you know, with the 50% reduction in cost, you're looking at $199 to get started there. And then we can always add, you know, the bells and whistles as we go along there. But, you know, since we are calling through the area, is your concern more how much work you can take on, or what the budget allows, or something else entirely?
Well, I wanted to look at the budget. But if we can start small and then work our way up, then that's okay.
Yeah. I'm going to be your account lead on this, so you can always call me directly, or I'll always be in touch with you as well. But yeah, we can start with the local campaign. That's the position we're actively filling here. As you can see across the board, there's the $2.99 setup fee. That's not for any of the other bells and whistles. It really is, well, it's for a couple of things. I mean, we do have to do what's called a NAPW audit. Stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Any information that's already out there needs to be accurate and consistent, and sometimes that means we need to make changes, claim listings, and things like that. But all the other destinations and directories, the 70 different directories that come with even the Pro Package, that's why there is that $2.99 setup fee. But I can do $1.99 for the Pro Package, and that setup fee, again, is just the $99. The adding Facebook ads would be an extra $100. That's the $299. I can do a Google ad campaign for as little as $300. So if you wanted to add that later on down the line, we can do that as well. I'll also send you some information about local service ads. It's a very, I don't necessarily want to say cost effective, because you are going to be spending, it looks like, between $40 and $50 per lead if you wanted to do local service ads, but it's a high conversion rate and it's profitable. So I'll send you information about that as well that you can look over, and it might be something that we can talk about in the future. But to get things going with the pro package and then that one-time setup fee, you'd be looking at $298 out the door, and then $199 a month moving forward until we start adding those other bells and whistles for you. Now, it's Centrel, C-E-N-T-R-E-L, services, and I see it listed as an LLC on the Angie leads, but the website has it without the LLC. So my question for you, of course, it is a personal preference whether you include the LLC on it or not, but consistency is important. So since we're creating almost 70 different directories, we would want them all to be listed the same. Did you want us to match the website and leave off the LLC?
No, we can add the LLC.
Okay, so we can add the LLC, and it will reflect across the board. That's how I currently have it, so I won't need to change it. Sylvester, is the phone number that we're speaking on not only the number you want your customers to call, is it also the best number for us to use to reach you regarding your account?
Right, so this is my direct number, but we do have an office number.
Is that the one on the website, the 407-768-4741?
That's correct.
Okay, so that would be the primary number to promote for your business, but this is the best number for us to reach you directly. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Perfect, perfect. We won't necessarily be promoting this 7002 number anywhere, but we'll certainly use it to contact you. When we contact you, we do use phone, text, and email, and it is usually the method that's most appropriate for the information we're trying to get out to you. Certainly for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records, we will email it out to you. But a lot of the times we'll be able to give you a quick phone call or send you a text message. Sylvester, did you have a preference as to how we contact you? Phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
All of them.
All of them?
Fine.
Perfect, yeah. And there will be some redundancy built into it. If we call you and we don't reach you, we'll leave a message and send a text. Now, on the website, I know you've got that contact form where people can fill out personal information and a request for the services and hit submit. What, though, is the actual physical address that we would be using to contact you or to send you information about the services?
It is 305 Esther, that's E-S-T-H-E-R, Avenue, that's Apopka, 32703.
That's your physical address. I hope I didn't ask for a physical address. I meant email address if I did. Sorry
about
that.
Oh, email address. Okay. So the email address is Sylvester Johnson at centralservices.com.
There's just a little bit of background noise. I don't know if you hear it. Did you say Sylvester Johnson?
Correct.
Okay, and that's J-O-H-N-S-O-N?
Correct.
And Sylvester, S-Y-L-V-E-S-T-E-R?
That's correct.
And that is first name, last name, right?
That's correct.
Okay. So, Mr. Johnson, was it first name, last name at gmail.com, or was I missing something else?
First name, last name, at centralservices.com.
Oh, gotcha, gotcha. So like at the website, at centralservices.com. And then the other thing I wanted to ask you, too, because there is a physical address listed, and it's the one that you just gave me, but you're service-based, right? You always go out to the customer, and no one ever does come to you. There's not really a physical address that we would be promoting for your business online.
Yeah, that's correct. I always go to the customer.
Gotcha. Yeah, and that's 305. That is your home address, right? Your residence.
Right.
Perfect. And that's actually why I'm asking. You know, Google does know that most service-based businesses are, in fact, run from the home, even if that were a shop or a small office where you're doing your paperwork. Since customers don't come to you, Google does not want to list a physical street address. They wouldn't want anyone to drive out there and try to knock on your door any more than you would, especially since most of the time you're out in the field anyway. So you're just going to be listed city and state, not that physical street address at all. And then, of course, we can get you found in that much larger service area, even with the local campaign. If you don't have any other questions for me, like I said, this would just be the local campaign to start. You can look at the budget and I'll send you more information about the other services that we provide. I would do a couple of things. One, I would take a look at what we call our client interview calendar. That's where we would schedule the follow-up call with our technician, kind of the dot the I's and cross the T's, verify information off of your website, information that I have, make sure we know not only the hours of operation that you want to be listed for, also the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc., what's unique about your business, if you want to be branded as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. We'll get specific about all the services that you want to provide and where you want to provide those services. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular phone call. What I would do now, though, and this does allow us to secure the listing for your business and officially close out the category, is to read what's called a voice verification. Sylvester, it's required of us as we're Google Premier Partners, and it does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we are reducing both the subscription cost as well as the one-time setup fee. It is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It is pretty straightforward. Like I said, I am required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there. Is that fair?
Sounds good.
Okay. Sylvester, give me a second to get that set up. Okay. Mr. Johnson, it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreements, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, Sylvester, can you please restate the name of your business as you want that to appear online?
Central Services, LLC.
Perfect. And that is exactly how I have that. And then, Mr. Johnson, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Sylvester Johnson, Construction Manager.
Okay. And, Mr. Johnson, as the Construction Manager of Central Services, LLC, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your company.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Sylvester, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Johnson, as you might well imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign, since our job is to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services are able to contact you directly. We specifically do request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion. So phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers, Mr. Johnson, of course, you would agree to that, right?
I do, yes.
Perfect. And as long as you answer the phone, you're going to love the service. It's always a bit of a concern for me when I'm trying to call my client and it's the business number or the only number and it goes to voicemail or mailbox full or not even set up. Concerning not because I have to call them back. Obviously, I will. That's my client. But I also know that if I were a potential customer trying to give them a call and I get a mailbox not set up, I'd be more likely to call someone else than I would be to try to call back. So we don't want you to miss those opportunities. As long as you answer the phone, I think you're going to do quite well with this service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as a certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term term of your agreement. Like I said, we are already aware of the Angi leads, and there's no direct conflict there. The reason that we do ask those, Sylvester, is all of the additional content that we'll be creating for your company. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, right down to that LLC, is we'll make sure that all of your business information online stays accurate and consistent. Now, we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know. Mr. Johnson, that's fair enough, right?
Fair enough. Yep.
Perfect. We'll be doing what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, like I said, we'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically, too. But if anything new comes along that you're aware of, it's just a good idea to give us the heads up so we can make sure that that information is accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I'm applying here to both the setup fee as well as the subscription, and with this for being the local campaign, at least to start, a month-to-month service, this next part reads as follows. It says, your payment for the initial term, including that greatly reduced one-time setup fee, will be charged today, the 27th of July, in the very discounted total amount of $298.00. Now, when the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 27th of the month in the further reduced rate of just $199. Now, that $199 is an exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. There's no lead fees whatsoever. This does include content on Google, Bing, all of the additional relevant directories, as well as voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. Now, the service is offered completely at will, which means at any time, for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved. You can absolutely discontinue the agreement outright. You can pause it, too, if you get more work than you can take on or need to go on vacation. You can even pause the service seasonally, if necessary, by simply contacting our client support team. All that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Johnson, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Sylvester, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I understand and agree.
Okay. And then, Sylvester, that first payment, sir, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What works best for you?
Master.
And is it your name on the card, the business name, or both?
Both.
And is it first and last, or is there a middle initial as well?
There's a middle name.
Middle name. Okay. And what is it?
Dion. D-E-O-N.
D-E-O-N. Okay. So Sylvester Dion Johnson. And then it's got the business name. You said that was a MasterCard, sir. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are.
5480
Okay.
0944
Yes, sir.
0076
Okay.
5443
And then the expiration month and year?
Is 12/24
12/2024 And then the last three digits on the back of the card?
472
472. So I've got 472, 472 on the back in December or 12 of 2024 for the expiration. Mr. Johnson, was the card itself 5480-0944-0076-5443?
That's correct.
Okay. And does that bill at the home address, the 305 Esther Avenue?
Correct.
And that's 32703. In about a minute here, you'll receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there. But if you do have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Yeah, let me grab one.
Sure, no problem. Just let me know when you're ready.
Okay, I'm ready.
Alrighty. So that toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that is 877-635-6225. 6225. And then it is simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach client support. Sylvester, you can reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern. Of course, you can email 24/7. If you email, the support team will follow up with you within the following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, you will receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There is a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message. And since our emails are sent in bulk every couple of minutes here through our server, you may even receive the text message before you receive the email. But when you receive one or the other, please let me know. I did just want to walk you through a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule that follow-up call with our technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We do schedule by the hour, but the call itself only takes about 25 or 30 minutes. It looks like a little bit booked out for the rest of the day, although there is a 4 o'clock and a 6 o'clock available. If either of those work for you, the call would get to you a few minutes after the top of the hour, get you off the phone pretty close to the bottom of the hour, and like I said, you do not need to be in front of a computer. Does 4 o'clock or 6 o'clock work for you this afternoon to receive a 25-30 minute phone call?
6 o'clock is fine.
6 o'clock? Okay. So we'll schedule it from 6 o'clock until 7 o'clock. Like I said, it is a one-hour window for a call that takes about half that time. At 5 o'clock, an hour prior to that scheduled call, you will receive a reminder email through our automated system. And in just a second here, I'm also going to send you a calendar invite directly to your email. It's really more for your records. You do not need to respond to it, although many people do, and there's no problem if you do. It's going to say Local Splash CIENG. That just stands for Client Interview to be conducted in English. Sometimes people ask me what that means. Did you happen to receive either the text message or the email that our automated system should have sent out by now?
Let's see here.
Looks like it's...
I didn't get a text.
Still be in the queue here. Sylvester Johnson at centrelservices.com, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so I see it. Let me refresh it. It said it was in the queue. But the email, though, even if it doesn't get sent, the request for it to be sent does trigger the text message. But like I said, our emails through our server get sent in bulk every couple of minutes, so it might take just a second for you to get that. Interesting. Sometimes our system lags just a little bit here. But let me know when you get it. So it's going to take you to the Local Splash Terms of Experience, and if we can get that done now, it gives us a bit of a head start, especially since that follow-up call is not scheduled until a couple hours from now. We can get that set up now. It allows us to get the PIN card out, to request the Google PIN card, as well as to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate, and to fix it if it is not. So let me know if you do receive it.
Let me check. I think the text just came through. Yes, I got the text.
Okay, you got the text message. Okay, yeah. Requesting the text message does send the, requesting the email does trigger the text message. And the text message actually goes right where we want it to go. I'm going to re-trigger the email manually, too. But if you open up the text message, it does go to the Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about the services that we'll be providing for you on the left-hand side, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization. Is that what you see?
Okay, yeah, it says welcome. If you have any questions, please feel free to call.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's the welcome email, and our system, I think it's unfortunate, but our system does send those emails out, multiple emails and text messages coming at the same time. One is a welcome email, which is great for you. We want you to have that for your records, but that is not the one that we're hoping you can access right now. But let's give it another second or so. And let me get a little bit more information, too, while I'm at it, just to kind of give our client interview technician a bit of a head start. Are you accepting all forms of payment, cash, check, credit card as well, anything like Venmo or PayPal?
No, just cash, check, and credit right now.
But cash,
I did
check,
get the email.
Credit. You did. Okay, got it. Yes. Like I said, sometimes the system sends them out a little bit after. But if you open up the email, then it should be the right one, the Local Splash initial invoice. In the body of the email, it says, thank you for choosing Local Splash. The invoice is at the bottom. And then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. The click here is hyperlinked. If you click on the blue click here, it goes to where the other text message would go, which again is the Local Splash terms of experience with the services listed on the left-hand side. Is that what you see?
Okay. Yeah, let me, I decided to get to the computer, so let me just open it up here. Let's see. Okay, and I need to click subscription terms, click here, okay.
We are going to optimize your Google Business profile. We'll mirror the content on Bing. It's only about 1 out of 10 that uses Bing instead of Google. Most of them are doing it on their smartphone. But it's still a considerable portion of the population. We want you to get those calls as well, those opportunities. So we'll mirror the content on Bing. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It is, like I said, almost 70 different destinations and directories. I don't really want to walk you through everything here. Some of these things we're not quite doing yet, local service ads or Google ads. We can always add that later. You've already got a website, so we don't need to do that landing page. But if you scroll all the way down, there's a long line that goes all the way across it, and above it there's a small box that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. We do want you to tap or click on that box. And then in the longer box below that line, the one with the arrow pointing towards it, we do need you to type in or copy and paste your name as it appears. So it does have to be exact, case sensitive, with the middle name there as well. But once you've got Sylvester Dion Johnson in that box, just click the confirm signature box below it. Like I said, it does a few things. It, of course, lets us know that you know that it is at this point the local campaign, but we've reduced the rate to $199 and we reduced the setup fee, et cetera, that it is a month-to-month service. And it does, like I said, allow us to do the NAPW audit, the first one, and then to send the Google PIN card out. So it is an important step in the process. You'll know that you are successful in doing that when it asks you for a username and a password. Just let me know when you see that.
That's what I see.
Okay. I can give you the username. There is no password set just yet. In fact, you don't actually have to worry about trying to log in. It is coming from our automated system. It's the same dashboard portal, my.localsplash.com, that you'll be using very soon to access your tracking system. The automated system thinks you're trying to access your tracking system. It thinks the tracking system is already activated, but it's not. I mean, we have to obviously do the client interview and get the content to create so that there is something to track. But in the next day or two, once your tracking system is activated, you'll officially get by text and email both the username, which I can give you now, and a default password that you can use to access your account. You can change that password once you are able to log in. A lot of people never change their password, and it's no problem if you don't. But the username is not changeable, but it is easy for you to remember. It is simply the phone number that we're speaking on, the one ending 7002. Area code included, but no dashes, spaces, or parentheses, just 407-452-7002. Like I said, once your client dashboard is activated, you'll get that username sent out again along with that password. Other than that, though, you're all set and squared away. I will send you a little bit more information about our different services, including local service ads or Google Guarantee, something we can look at a little bit later. You feel free to proactively respond to the email or give me a phone call. The number will be on there too. And other than that, I'll be checking back in with you for various reasons and see if you want to add any of those additional services as well. But it is going to be someone else from our client interview team giving you that follow-up call this afternoon. I am sending you out that calendar invite. It is going to have your username, your name, and then your phone number. Again, the username and phone number are basically the same thing. And in any correspondence to the support@localsplash.com email, and you can send anything and everything there. It's the catch-all for your account. Please do just reference, though, either your phone number or your username so that we can access that information and easily send it out to the right department. When they do that follow-up call, that client interview at 6 or in that 6 o'clock hour, they will give you the photos at localsplash.com email, so you can email the photos team directly if you like. I'm going to send you my information, too, by way of email. But other than that, I wanted to be the first to say welcome aboard. You know, we're pretty excited to get things going for you, get that website out there where more people can find it on their own and call you directly. Real pleasure speaking with you, and I appreciate your kindness and patience in taking the call.
No problem. Thank you for everything.
Thank you, too. Thank you, too, Mr. Johnson. Sylvester, you have a great day today. Take care.
You, too.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.